If you're listening in the Black Hills right now, there's a chance you also hear the rumble of motorcycles. It's the Sturgis Rally and thundering gas-powered bikes swarm the hills. Now we take a look at a much quieter form of transportation, a solar car race. SDPB's Jim Kent stopped by Wind Cave National Park for the closing hours of the American Solar Challenge Road Rally on a very overcast Saturday morning as rain moved into the Black Hills.
There's not a hint of sun in the cloud-covered sky as I drive through Wind Cave National Park and pull up in front of the visitor center. 24 flags line the primary lane to the center's main entrance. They're here to mark the way to the finish line for the 2016 American Solar Challenge.
The American Solar Challenge is a collegiate student design competition to design, build, and then drive a solar-powered vehicle on a predetermined route.
That's Gail Luck. She's spokesperson for the Innovators Educational Foundation, which sponsors the event. Luck says the primary goal of the challenge is to get students outside the classroom to engage in experiential learning.
It's not just an engineering competition, although there's certainly a lot of mechanical, electrical design that goes into the vehicles, but these teams also have to do their own fundraising. They have to manage their own logistics to get their 15 to 20 person crew, you know, across the Midwest in hotels and lodging and food and all that. It's really a running a small business for 2 years to design and build a solar powered vehicle.
Luck says the requirements of the American Solar Challenge give students tools they need to succeed, no matter what their future career field might be.
Gale Poly Montreal is 100 miles away.
This year, the American Solar Challenge route features the National Park Service in honor of its centennial. Competing cars visited nine NPS locations, starting with the Cuyahoga Valley National Park in Brecksville, Ohio, and concluding here today in Wind Cave National Park near Hot Springs.
We don't have any idea.
I lost connection with him before he could check.
But at this point, just what time that conclusion will come is anyone's guess. Former solar car racer and event volunteer Paul Park says overcast skies that have plagued the competition in recent days are to blame.
So yesterday, I believe all of the teams rode into the Scotts Bluff stage area with almost empty battery pack, expecting that once they get there, they'll be able to charge a little bit and today will be a nicer day. But that wasn't the case, apparently. So they're all crawling at like fastest speed that they can muster at 28 miles per hour.
Since Scotts Bluff is about 150 miles away, it's going to be quite a while before the first car arrives.
Thanks to everybody for coming out today. We appreciate you all coming out. The cars are moving slower right now because of the cloud cover. Solar car racing is not fast. We hope to have one soon. Thank you.
The support crew turns on some appropriate music for the crowd that's gathered. It's a mixture of locals, visitors to the cave, and a few family and friends of the teams. While we're waiting, Paul Park offers some insight to the solar cars.
Before the event begins, they have about 4 days worth of racing that they need to do. That determines the pole position for this road portion of the race. And if they have a tiebreaker, whoever does the lap fast, so sometimes solar cars will try to go as fast as possible, but these have maybe 2 horsepower motors, so they're quite slow compared to the actual race cars.
This is not Formula One racing, but some of the cars have reached 90 mph on the track. Their average cruising speeds on the open road generally fall between 50 to 60 mph when it's sunny, which it's not today. But even when those rays are pouring down, there's still lots to be considered while driving what's basically the equivalent of a giant solar panel on wheels. Assistance comes via radio from each car's chase vehicle, with instructions to adjust for wind from approaching tractor trailers, slow down or you'll use up your battery, speed up or you won't make it up that hill. Overall, says Paul Park, it's a complicated vehicle to drive and nowhere near the consumer-ready category yet. As I approach the 3-hour standby mark, there's good news. The first solar car is in sight, and soon It's crossing the finish line.
We'd like to welcome Polly Montreal Esteban into the finish line. Welcome, Esteban.
The solar car built by the Esteban team from Polytechnique Montreal in Canada is today's winner. But since the actual rally winner is determined by the lowest overall lap time for the 8-day event, the Michigan State University team receives the trophy at tonight's banquet. Notwithstanding, Esteban driver Samuel Tetrault Leclerc is smiling.
It was great. It was very nice to know, because we started last at the last stage, so we had to pass everyone. It was very cool.
Like his teammates, Samuel feels the best part of the experience was being able to see their engineering theories tested on the road. Getting to tour the American Midwest and visit the country's national parks while advancing solar energy, he says, was just icing on the cake. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Jim Kent at the now rainy completion of the 2016 American Solar Challenge.